encouraging the community to give canned, non-perishable goods and monetary donations. By giving canned goods, we can utilize off-site storage and allow the supply to last as long as possible. Monetary donations, however, go the farthest and weigh the most. Food banks are then able to purchase food on an as-needed basis and at a tremendous discount. Every dime raised goes to the purchase of food. And thanks to our community partners, we are again offering a substantial financial award to the top five local schools who raise the most canned goods and cash for our drive. For more information, to volunteer, to find out how to get your school or business involved, or to find out how to give, go to nowdecatur.com.
Democrats vying for one spotlight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There's enormous, enormous opportunities once we get rid of Donald Trump.
Joe Biden, center stage of the third Democratic presidential debate on ABC. Healthcare, a big issue. Bernie Sanders pushing Medicare for all.
To eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses, all deductibles, all co-payments.
Now, Biden questioned how he and Elizabeth Warren would pay for the trillions that would cost.
Those at the very top, the richest individuals and the biggest corporations, are going to pay more.
Now, another candidate took aim at Joe Biden. Fox's Tanya J. Powers was at the debate, now live in Houston.
Dave, it was former Obama Housing Secretary Julian Castro who went after Biden. At one point, Castro seemed to touch on Biden's age, accusing Biden of forgetting a detail about his own health care plan.
You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
Both of them have already qualified for October's debate stage. Now, other big topics of the night included gun control, immigration, and education, Dave.
I'm telling you, gun control was Beto O'Rourke's big issue. Asked if he was ready to ban certain firearms.
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield.
Texas state lawmaker Briscoe Cain tweeted at O'Rourke that his AR is ready for him. O'Rourke replied, that's a death threat, and clearly you shouldn't own an AR-15. Now, in Houston last night, a police officer was shot and wounded, chasing carjacking suspects, needed surgery. Houston's angry police chief, Art Acevedo, said last night,
I don't want to hear from politicians tomorrow about how much they care about my cop. If they're not here to talk to us about solutions, don't bother showing up.
Now, there was one suspect shot and killed, two taken into custody, a fourth is being sought. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
House Democrats have taken a step closer to possibly impeaching President Trump.
America is too important to play a political game like this.
That's the reaction from Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler doesn't care if you call it an impeachment investigation or an inquiry.
There's no legal difference between these terms. I no longer care to argue about the nomenclature.
Nadler says his panel will begin an aggressive investigation, starting with a hearing next week with former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. More than half of House Democrats support impeachment proceedings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's not time.
People are impatient about it moving more quickly. We can't go any faster than the facts.
Republicans say Democrats are trying to have it both ways, to both pursue and avoid an impeachment vote. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins was in court pleading not guilty to insider trading charges.
I'm innocent and have every confidence will be exonerated.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are up about 100 points, so the Dow could rise for an eighth day in a row. Now sports. The Bucks not stopped in Carolina.
She's tough like her pop. Here's one right up the gut. Barber. into the end zone for the touchdown.
Peyton Barber's TD ended up the winning score for Tampa Bay, beating Carolina 20-14 on NFL Network. The Buccaneers' first win. The Panthers fall to 0-2. In baseball, the Brewers keep winning.
The 0-1, swing and a high fly right field. Drifting back is Brinson at the warning track, and it is gone.
Ryan Braun's home run helped power Milwaukee to a 7th straight win, beating Miami on WTMJ. Chicago beat San Diego, so the Cubs and Brewers remain tied in the race for the second National League wild card spot. The Mets and Phillies both won and remain 2 back. Philadelphia topped Atlanta. New York completed a 4-game sweep of Arizona. In the AL, Oakland beat Houston. The Yankees swept the doubleheader from the Tigers. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Young DeWong, that's one on to Goldschmidt. Double play and a Redbird winner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
On the money.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 13th. Yes, that's right, Friday the 13th here at Buyers & Company. We will have some folks representing the Illinois Manufacturers Association in studios here today, wrap up the Chamber Awards, and we spent a really cool day at ADM Trucking. Buyers & Company starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. How's the rib? Or was that a stretch?
No, it's hurting today a little bit, so.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Long day?
Mm-hmm.
Stress?
I've taken my anti-inflammatory, which I learned, do not take on an empty stomach.
Oh, is that pretty strong? Huh?
Oh, my gosh. And it doesn't take long for you to realize, oh, I really should have eaten something.
I got you. on a scale of 1 to 10, how's it doing just in the healing? Once again, to recap for those who weren't playing. Lindsay cracked a rib coughing. She mm-hmm. had bronchitis. Was that what it was
yeah.
diagnosed as?
Mm-hmm.
And I think those things come in a lot of different forms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes people get like head. You had this like cough. I thought you had like walking pneumonia or something.
I had a really hard cough. Yeah.
Yes.
And it was like Labor Day.
Like a week. Mm-hmm. I mean, where you were just had these violent sort of spasms, cough spasms.
And it was starting to go away and it was Labor Day.
And I thought, yeah, man, you sound a lot better. It's not as noticeable because you could hear it anywhere in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I could hear you outside.
It was horrible.
Through the windows. And then all of a sudden, the rib.
Yeah. So So, I mean, it's better than it was when it first happened, like Labor Day, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's. I realize, okay, just when you think you're starting to feel better. Oh, okay.
I feel bad. I really do. Because you're always back there holding it like a little lady. You're like I want to get like a clutch with like a little Kleenex hanging out of it.
Well,
for
she's
you.
Like, you need to carry around a small pillow.
Just carry a pillow
and
around?
Brace yourself. And I'm like, I'm not carrying a small pillow around.
That's funny.
This is my cough pillow.
Well, there you have it. All right. Well, we have a lot going on, and we've got a lot of connectivity in all of this. As I said, the Illinois Manufacturers Association is going to be in town. They are hosting a board meeting at ADM today. We were at ADM Trucking yesterday, but I want to start with the Chamber Awards, which was pretty cool. I was not able to go. A, I don't know why I didn't have it on my calendar, but B, we had another thing set up at the same time. And it was one of those things where you got to be filming something dressed one way and you might be able to get in at the tail end, but then you're not dressed appropriately
for
the event.
It's one or the other on this case. I mean,
it really was. And then I found out before the award ceremony who the Citizen of the Year was going to be, and then I was really bummed. And there's a great story behind all of that, because when I talked to the mayor yesterday, she was giving me all the lowdown. Congratulations to Kevin Berhaney, who was named Citizen of the Year at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Awards Luncheon. Now, there's like 8 different awards that are given out mm-hmm. by the chamber.
Yes.
And that is, there people from the public nominate those businesses. So you have like Entrepreneur of the Year, you mm-hmm. have like Business Expansion of the Year, different categories, micro business, small business of the year. There's Chamber Ambassador of the Year. And it's pretty amazing because I knew who all those were going to be, but I didn't know who the mayor's pick, because the Citizen of the Year is picked by the mayor of Decatur. And so what a fitting honor for him, well deserved. But there was a lot of deception going on to get him.
Not in a nefarious way, you mean, though.
Well, he was going to be out of town on a business thing in Wisconsin. And he was in Wisconsin this week because they talked to him a couple of times. And he was told that his daughter was going to get an award to lure him back to town. Because generally, I don't know when it started being a surprise. I don't think when I got this I think I knew ahead of time.
You knew ahead of time.
Or at least the mayor told you mm-hmm. and I was there. So last few years anyway, they've tried to do it, I think, as kind of a surprise. And so he comes back from Wisconsin thinking that Megan Berhaney was getting an award. And then it was just kind of snowballed from there into like one of these like comedy films. And then so yesterday, I think there was probably all kinds of confusion in the Berhaney family when it was announced. And Kevin said it caught him totally off guard and told me what an honor. But I can't think of anybody who deserves it more. So kudos to Kevin Berhaney and all the award winners, including the Decatur Park District for the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater with the Best Expansion Award. I think that was probably a no-brainer there.
That is a no-brainer. That is an absolute no-brainer. I mean, just, wow, what it's done for this community.
Yes.
It's been
a great summer. And we're not done yet. There's still a couple of weekends to go. So kudos to all the folks who won, and that was pretty cool. So then we were out at ADM Trucking yesterday. There is a video up, and I want to thank Steve Finn and Chuck Bolson and Giovanna Mabon. That was in order, the vice president of trucking, one of the instructors that's out there, and a guy who's worked there for a couple of years now. It took the Richland route. And then the training at ADM, and is now a day driver. You know, those day drivers, they work first, second, or third shift.
Mm-hmm.
They get a say in what shift they work, and they are making good money. Starting out $45,000 to $50,000, you can make up towards $60,000, depending on their training, plus overtime. And this is a great pathway for people. I know plenty of people who spend an enormous amount of money on a college education and come back and don't start at $45,000 or $50,000 jobs and don't get to $60,000 and bonuses, including overtime, like that. So we walked through the process. We did a little ride-along. It was a fun afternoon. There was Trucker Appreciation Week, and so basically they were out there. They do like 3 times a year. They do this kind of thing. So they had a fish fry going on out there. They do games, and they had what do you call that? Where you throw the bean bags?
Cornhole.
Is it cornhole or is it something
bags.
Else?
It's bags. Either bags or cornhole.
It's bags, isn't it? Is it always called a bags tournament when they have it like at an event?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like Celebration has a big bags tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the term I'm more familiar with. Not cornhole. Arguing that the other one isn't. It just sounds like something that Beavis and Butthead would say.
Okay. All right.
You can't hear it? Cornhole.
Now I can.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Isn't that what that sounds like to you? So anyway, it was great. So check out the video if you would like. I got a cool T-shirt and an ADM trucking hat. You want a trucker hat? Get a trucking hat from ADM. And thanks to Paula for arranging that. And the video is up at Nauticator.com, or you can find it on our Nauticator Facebook page. And it's a great career for someone. I mean, it really, truly is. And we also talked to Steve about automated trucks and what the industry is going to look like. They had a whole new fleet. Those Macs are like $130,000 cabs.
Gorgeous.
They're automatics. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No. No, I assumed they were, manual, the whole, different speed, what are they, 13s or something like that.
Yeah, but they had all of the safety features, the anti-rollover, all the stuff inside. So, if you got your turn signal on and a car is coming up to you, it will go wonk, wonk. But the speaker comes from the right side of the truck. So you know immediately where the danger is, plus all the lights. And, everything you think about in a luxury car with all the sensory stuff, it's all built into those semis. And I found it very enlightening, and I hope you do as well. You can also find that on our LinkedIn account, which we just started. I realized I was the first one to post anything on it.
We actually started a while ago.
Last night. What is it about some social media in this building that just everyone is allergic to?
I don't know. And I'm trying to get back into my
LinkedIn. I'm the sole proprietor of our Instagram account.
Yes.
If
you're looking at the Nauticator Instagram, you are looking at Brian's work, because he's the only one that has the account. Everybody has the account information. Just nobody's got it on their phone to toggle it.
You can't toggle it. I just keep one on my iPad and one on my phone.
You can now. They allow you to do it, but I just don't know.
Before, you had to sign in and sign out of different accounts, and everybody's got their own personal account. I get it. It makes sense.
That was Facebook, I wouldn't be even doing that. I had to enter each one for all of them that I do.
It does seem like it's getting to be to the point where it is just too much.
Too much.
You go, oh, great, another password to remember.
Yeah. And then, what the company wants your passwords to be is are you kidding? How am I going to remember that?
Yes. And then I guess you can save it, with the technology, with Apple anyway, but then you worry about getting hacked. And if you get hacked,
I know. And then they're like, well, you need to memorize. I can't memorize that. So then you have to write it down and put it somewhere very public.
Or put it in your phone.
What's the point?
The phone gets hacked.
What's the point?
I sort of feel like at this point I'm just whatever.
Why can't it just be my personal secret?
Yes, exactly. So, that video was up from ADM Trucking. So thank you very much to the guys out there for being very hospitable. Those trucks were cool. I had a good time. We took a little ride. And you sit up way up high. Have you ever wondered what it looks like from a truck driver's point of view on the highway?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We can see everything.
I always wonder the things you can see.
I'm just saying. Your car, it would be not anymore. Now that you have the new car, you take care of it. Your old car would have been like Matt Hall's car.
Yeah. Not my boyfriend now.
Huh? Mm-hmm. No, full of fast food bags and that kind of stuff.
No.
Yeah. For all to see. All right. I saw an ad last night for a thing called Cardia Mobile, which is for people who have AFib. Now, this is something that goes on the back of your phone?
It can.
Yeah.
You can go on the back of your phone or you can have
it's an EKG, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't the interesting thing about the ad. The technology to me is impressive, particularly when it comes to medical technology and what you can do, the diagnostics you can run on yourself, which would have cost thousands of dollars, not all that long ago, going to a doctor or a hospital. That is absolutely amazing. What's more amazing to me is the spokesperson. I'm always interested. Well, why wouldn't you? Because to be honest with you, I had no idea he was still alive. I didn't think that he had passed. It's been so long. I just haven't seen or heard the name Mark Spitz. But Mark Spitz evidently is the spokesperson for this company. And you got to go back to 1972. And the 1972 Olympics in Munich were known for all kinds of things, right? Terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And in 72, I was 6 years old. So it's not like I had any real grasp or understanding of how large the world events were. But everyone knew Mark Spitz because he was Michael Phelps before there was ever a Michael Phelps. And he won 7 gold medals in the 1972 Summer Olympics. There's that famous, you know, he's got the bikini on with all the medals and the big, Tom Selleck mustache,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they used to do, like, in the Carol Burnett show, they would, like, you know, it was Lyle Wagner or whatever, mm-hmm. would, like, always do him in skits, you know, just, like, walking into a room in the bikini and the medals
and the, medals
and the mustache.
And the mustache.
He looks really old.
It was a Speedo, not a bikini. You make it sound like he was wearing a little...
Oh, well, I meant...
String bikini.
Well, but compared to what they wear now...
Oh, yeah, they wear, like, nearly...
They look like sharks or something now. I mean, they sometimes they wear, like, full body suits, right?
Yeah.
That guy, you talk about lack of coefficiency and drag. He was covered in body hair, and he had one of those little banana hammocks on. 72 Olympics, 7 gold medals. Think about what that body hair weighed in the pool. Would you ever see a swimmer that looks like that mm-mm. again? Of course, he was competing against everybody else, you know, that had the same thing. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. Have you heard Mark Spitz's name in a long, long time?
I hadn't. How do you think he looked?
Old.
Apparently he has AFib.
He does. He said he had some recent heart problems. He was born in 1950, so that makes him 16 years older than I am. I thought he looked older than that. What did you think?
I did. I thought he looked older. But, you know, something with, like, a major organ.
Now, is that it, or is it just that we have this impossible image stuck in our head, like Farrah Fawcett in that poster, or, like, you know...
Well, here's something to consider. He was at the height of his, you know, athletic ability.
He was 22 years old.
Yes. Now, after that, what did he do? Did he, like, kind of party hard, or, you know, celebrate?
Oh,
you
know, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what did he do after that. That can, you know, things can age.
He retired from competition following Munich Olympics, so he was 22 years old when he retired.
Okay.
And in 1999, Spitz ranked number 33 on ESPN Sports Century 50 Greatest Athletes. So you've got, you know, that accomplishment alone. He's in the International Swimming Hall of Fame, you know, all of these. And he had a little bit of a film and television career. Like, he would do the talk show circuit, like when you had the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast or Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, those kind of things, right? But I bet it was always about him walking out with it.
Yep.
There you have it. All right, we get back on the other side of the break. Have our guests arrived?
Yes, they have.
Okay, great. Fantastic. We'll tell you about the Illinois Manufacturing Association and the importance of the industry on the state economy. And we will have, literally, the IMA president and CEO and the IMA board chairman in our studios when we get back on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we do have a chance of seeing some rain this morning, so if your tops are down on your convertibles, might want to take care of that. Otherwise, partly sunny skies today and highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 57. For your Saturday, sunny, highs near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers, people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, invested in space age technology.
Hi, this is Zach at the Brass Horn. I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite clothing lines, Peter Millar. Peter Millar has something for everyone, whether it's for a trip to the golf course or drinks out on the patio. They offer an outfit for the everyday wardrobe, and I would know. I wear it every single day. With the largest selection of Peter Millar around, the Brass Horn is the perfect place to find an outfit for any occasion during any season. If you want to dress to kill or dress to chill, come see us at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
Your friend Sean Hannity here. You know, investing in real estate around this great country is something that I take very seriously. Now, I can tell you there are a lot of agents or national companies. They look good on paper or make big incentives or may even offer to work for less money. But one thing I've learned over the years is details in real estate mean serious dollars. Now, I have seen firsthand the importance of working with and trusting the advice of an agent who truly has their hand on the pulse of the local market, that actually live in the market and have proven track records of making sellers money in that city through good markets and challenging markets. There's only one agent I trust, and I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. And you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice. Call Glenda, 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, and there's a lot going on. Busy this week. The Charlie Chain resumes next week. How many events do we have next weekend? Three?
Three.
All right, we'll tell you about that here in just a little bit, but I want to welcome Mark Densler, the Illinois Manufacturers Association president and CEO, along with his board chairman, Rick DeLauder. And you guys are doing kind of a tour of the state, going to different places and finding out how manufacturing is working in the state of Illinois and thriving, because it's so important to our economy.
Manufacturing is critical to the Illinois economy, and especially in Macon County where we're at today. Brian, the IMA under Rick's leadership commissioned a manufacturing matters study, and we've been touring the state talking about the importance of it. Right here in Macon County, 11,300 men and women working directly in manufacturing, a total of 31,000 people that have jobs related to manufacturing. And Macon County has the distinction of having the single highest part of its GDP come from manufacturing, 40%.
Yeah, absolutely. And that average salary, is reading through your information, in and around manufacturing is about $101,000 a year. There's real money to be made. We have a video up on Natticator.com. We took a ride along, and then we talked to the vice president of trucking for ADM and then one of the instructors out there. All the ripple effects of manufacturing, it's just like agribusiness in this county. Most of our manufacturers in and around agribusiness, and all falls under these same umbrellas. But it is amazing. And people, you stop 10 people on the street, and they'll tell you, we need jobs. Yet you go to the Economic Development Corporation's website, and there are over 1,000 jobs available right now in Macon County. What we need to do is get into the high schools and get a career path to these jobs, because it only makes sense. Rick, what's your background, and how did you come to serve on the board?
Well, I'm the second generation of a family business located up in northern Illinois in DuPage County, and we are in the processing business. So what we do is we take companies' parts that are produced primarily in Illinois, however, it could be really anywhere, including, in some cases, parts that are imported from China, believe it or not. And we put the coatings and finishes on them so that they'll function in the application that they're being used in. The markets that we primarily see and serve are the automotive market. So, we do a lot of work for Ford, General Motors, FCA, as well as we talk about agribusiness, John Deere is actually one of our customers, and so is Caterpillar down in, globally. So we do touch a lot of different manufacturing industries with the processing that we perform.
Yeah, well, you're right here at home to Sloan Implements down the road, 20 minutes, one of the world's largest independent John Deere dealers. And, you know, we were out at Farm Progress Show, you know, last week. And, you know, what it looks like to see a couple of $1 billion in equipment sitting in one place. I don't care if you know anything about ag or not. You know money when you see it. So you're going to have a board meeting and then a tour of ADM today, right?
We are. The IMA is a statewide trade organization, Brian. We represent about 4,000 member companies and facilities. Manufacturing today employs 592,000 men and women in the state of Illinois directly. Our economic output is $304 billion. And one of the things under Rick's leadership that we're doing is going around the state. And we brought our entire board, our 36-member board, to Decatur, to Macon County. We're going to have our meeting, and then our friends at ADM are going to host us for a tour of their facility and again, the great inland port that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday with the vice president of trucking, you know, because people will, I think that all this stuff's going to be automated in 24 months and all these drivers are going to be gone. And, you know, we're not going to, transportation is always going to be a huge part of this. I got a note last night. This was sad for me to see. I don't know, Lindsay, if you've heard, but Bart Jennings retired from Western Illinois University.
Yeah.
Who had that unbelievable supply chain management program up there that's funneling kids into these types of jobs. You should ask the story out at ADM. He had an intern from Western that saved them $1 million a year during their internship in transportation costs. This stuff's not going anywhere. I mean, yeah, things are going to get automated and technology is here, but we're still going to have these great careers in manufacturing.
You know, you're absolutely right. And we have for too long encouraged all of our kids to go to college, and you don't have to have a college degree. You do usually have to have additional training. You can't walk out of high school and walk to the factory and work. Usually, you know, some additional training, whether it's a community college or a trade school. And one of the things we're really happy about, by the way, is President Chris Valdez is joining our board of directors, the president of Richland Community College, because there is such an important tie between manufacturing and education. And Chris and Richland have done a great job here in the community with their industrial vocational education program. So we're delighted that Chris is going to be joining the IMA Board of Directors officially today as well.
All right, I got a break for news. We come back here, I'll tell you about another great thing that's happening here that directly relates to that. We'll take a break, back with more. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The second annual Town & Country Bank Songwriters Round, presented by Blue Rock Record, was held last night at Town & Country's Mount Zion location. A chance for local artists to come out and perform original songs and share the meaning and thought process they put into creating them. Blue Rock Record's event manager, Amanda Ferris.
It's all original music, so the musicians come and it's their chance to kind of get that personal, intimate with the crowd. They get to tell why they wrote the song and what it's about and kind of their inspiration behind it, and then play it then, of course, for the crowd.
If you missed out on all the action, be sure to check out nowdecatur.com for pictures and the full podcast. Decatur Public Schools are searching for focus groups to discuss the district's future. As DPS continues with the Bold Facility Improvement Plan, the district is also reviewing its communication practices and assessing their effectiveness. Now they're looking for feedback. The district will be conducting a series of focus groups on Monday, September 23rd. Up to 10 community members will be selected to participate in each focus group. If you are interested in participating, take the survey available at nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Hi, this is Zach at the Brass Horn. I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite clothing lines, Peter Millar. Peter Millar has something for everyone, whether it's for a trip to the golf course or drinks out on the patio. They offer an outfit for the everyday wardrobe, and I would know, I wear it every single day. With the largest selection of Peter Millar around, the Brass Horn is the perfect place to find an outfit for any occasion during any season. If you want to dress to kill or dress to chill, come see us at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers, people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a gunner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window. From 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY. Your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
Here's Lindsay Romano. I did put the top up on the convertible today after our little rainstorm out of nowhere yesterday.
We do have a slight chance we could see some showers before 10 a.m. And it is a slight chance, but otherwise, mostly sunny skies and highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 57 for your Saturday. Sunshine, highs near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. It is Friday the 13th. I don't know if that means anything to anyone anymore. Is that just an old guy thing?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people
talking
about
it.
Special moon.
All right. The Illinois Manufacturers Association is in town. All of their board, including the IMA board chairman, Rick DeLauder, and the president and CEO, Mark Densler, of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. They'll be at ADM a little later today. I was telling you a little bit about this during the break, and I don't think it's unique to Decatur or unique to anyone's hometown. There was a refocus in public education in particular. And we put this business model out there that makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And I remember having a conversation at a community leaders breakfast with an ADM executive about this. You know, he spent a lot of money putting his daughter through the University of Illinois. Great school. And she got out and she had a $30,000 a year, marketing job. Now, if she's carrying that student debt from the University of Illinois, she'll be working the rest of her life. If she doesn't get much higher than that in salary, she'll never pay that off. And so I always think about like the Martian test, you know, like if somebody just landed here and had no idea, like how you would explain why that made sense versus going to the IBEW, getting paid the whole way, coming out of an apprentice school with a job, and you can write your own ticket and have no student debt. So thankfully, seems like in your hometown, in our hometown, you know, we're getting back to some of those roots. And it's not to knock college. You know, for some people, you know, you want to be a scientist at ADM. You know, you want to be CEO and executive. There's a business path or science path for that. But for a lot of kids, you know, making $100,000 a year, when did we lose the nobility of that in this country?
That's a great question. I'm as flabbergasted as that Martian would be.
No, I mean, it's, when you really break it down, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. You can watch the trucking video we did yesterday. You know, kid wandering around, not really sure what he wants to do. And, you know, his friends don't understand, you know, how he wanted to become a trucker, but he goes out to Richland. You mentioned Chris Valdez early. They have a CDL program. You know, he gets into ADM training. He's making good money now. So manufacturing means, you know, a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So we start this Ag Academy in District 61. 9,000 kids. They're 2 miles away from ADM. Most of them couldn't tell you what ADM even does. And now we're getting a path for these kids to have careers in manufacturing. You know, we might call it agribusiness, and that was one of the first things we found, right? You say agribusiness, people think farming, and that's only about 1.5% of the jobs in agribusiness. Most of it's everything that you guys represent.
And we have to do a better job telling the story about manufacturing. That's part of our Manufacturing Matters tour that's going around the state, showing young kids coming out of high school the opportunities in manufacturing. There's a perception, Brian, that manufacturing is dark, dirty, and dangerous. They think of what it was like 30 or 40 years ago or when my dad, was around Staley Manufacturing. And, you know, but it's not. It's high tech now. It's cool. There's a lot of robotics. And so you talk about those kids in the agribusiness program that you're talking about, and you show them that opportunity, and their eyes light up. When you show them, you know, that you could build the next iPhone, you can build the next computer, that it's cool, it's modern, and we have to do a better job telling that story and encourage parents and teachers and counselors not to just say college, but here it's a viable career. And again, you can walk out of a trade school, walk out of high school, and walk right into a job making $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
And it's not only on the education side. I don't want to lay all of it at their feet. I mean, you talk to the IBEW here, you know, their average age is like 46, and there's no pipeline. So, I mean, you know, you come out, whether it's a nursing shortage or a teacher shortage or an electrician shortage or a truck driver shortage, you go down one of those paths where there's a shortage, you got your choices, right? Because everybody's looking for you.
And it's a struggle. Rick can tell you, as the owner of SWD, our manufacturers, whether it's the Caterpillars and Tate & Lyles and ADM's Indicator or Ring Container or Deco Manufacturing, it's a struggle to find workers. And as you mentioned, you can go on, Ryan McCrady and the EDC team do a great job. There are a ton of open manufacturing jobs. Now, unemployment's low, but we have to get those people in. Rick, you probably find that as well.
Well, yes, and the other piece that we kind of touched on there was the fact that a lot of our workers are actually getting older and they're going to be retiring. And to your point, the pipeline is not really there. So
yeah, and it's not just you want to keep them here in Illinois, but you've got development going elsewhere. I mean, if you're a welder with skills, you know, you can go, there's places you can go now where you're making twice as much as you're making here.
That's right. And then, you know, and then, you know, not to talk politics, but we actually have a state that isn't necessarily proactive in business in general. And so that's actually playing against us a little bit as well in regards to where people choose to locate. I mean, you don't have to stay in Illinois, even though, of course, our company's in Illinois, and I encourage my own children to stay in Illinois. But the bottom line is that people can move, and, you know, and I think Springfield's got to understand that.
All right. Well, without getting political, too, what's the Illinois Manufacturers Association's stance on, you know, the legalized cannabis and knowing that's coming? I mean, I'm not talking from a moral point of view or whether people should or shouldn't, just from a business point of view. We're out there at ADM Trucking. I can promise you this. You can't pass a drug test. I don't care if it's legal or not. You're not getting that job.
Yeah, the IMA got engaged in that debate, and in our first priority, and we were successful, is making sure that employer protections exist. So IMA members or businesses across the state, they can drug test. They can have a zero-tolerance policy. They can do self-checks occasionally because you have to control your workplace. Manufacturing can be a very dangerous place to work. You don't want someone to lose an arm or a leg. And so, you know, we made sure that those employer protections are in the law. They're the strongest in the country. So that manufacturers continue to control their workplace. But it's going to be an issue with hiring when unemployment is 3.7% and they have a hard time getting people in the door. Companies that drug test turn away, you know, 3 and 4 in every 10 that test positive.
Yeah, I worry about the message it's sending to the kids. I mean, if you look at the college age level now, marijuana usage is at a 35-year high. You know that trickles down with the candy and all the other stuff that they're doing with this. And the company that owns that truck, you know, if that driver's impaired and gets into a wreck and kills somebody, that driver's family isn't getting sued. It's the company that owns that truck. I mean, I know that sounds like just math and numbers, but that's your business can't stay in business, you know, if you take chances with things like that.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I think that's a big challenge that we have. And ultimately, people say, well, it's not much different than alcohol. The problem is that we don't really have a testing that's been approved, quote unquote, to verify whether or not somebody's truly impaired.
No, and with the vaping and some of the things that are available, you could have a person sitting outside doing it in that cubicle and not know, and then you don't know whether it's been in the last 30 days or the last, and so there are differences. And once, again, this isn't a moral thing to me. It's just we got to make this make sense for society, and you can't tell kids you got this great path to a career, and then on the other hand, because we're so desperate for tax dollars, say, hey, this is okay, go ahead and do that. They're not going to mix and match that way.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a huge challenge.
All right, so you guys are going to take a tour today. Did your board come in last night?
Yeah, we had a board dinner last night.
Thank you for staying in hotel rooms. We like that.
And we had a great dinner at the gin mill just a couple blocks away.
They had a great bar in there. Did you check out that? There's a great story behind that whole thing. Very historical. Well, guys, it's a pleasure. Have fun out at ADM today. I think you'll find it enjoyable. I really like the fact that, and nothing against the northern part of the state. You know, not everybody down here wants to divorce Chicago. We understand the importance of the whole state. But sometimes I feel like leadership, because it's so preponderant in Springfield from north, they don't understand really what drives the economy in this state. You know, and agribusiness, and a lot of that is manufacturing, is the number one driver of jobs and dollars in this economy. And I don't think a lot of folks from up there really even understand what it is. You know, I watch these guys come through the Farm Progress Show, and their eyes are like saucers. I don't think they realize the money involved. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a native of Decatur, coming back today is great. And you're right, the relationship between manufacturing and agriculture, you know, if the farmers aren't doing well, they're not buying the new John Deere combine. And that supply chain for John Deere or for Caterpillar is huge. And so there's a huge relationship between the farm community and the manufacturing sector. And we're just thrilled to be in Decatur today and to have our entire board here to see what's made in Decatur. And as I said, Macon County is the single largest share of GDP. 40% of its GDP comes from manufacturing.
All right. So overall, countrywide, manufacturing, thumbs up, thumbs down, just the direction it's heading right now. And I know there's a lot of, you know, you get into tariffs in China and all of that. But overall, are you optimistic?
I am optimistic. I think manufacturers are always addressing challenges. As I say, you know, our manufacturers today, they're feeding the world, providing for our nation's defense, providing life-saving products, transporting people and products around the globe, and they're making some very cool things. Manufacturing makes the world a better place every single day, and we're optimistic about it. manufacturers are part of how we address America's challenges and the world's challenges.
All right, Mark, we appreciate it, and it's good to see you. Welcome back home.
Thank you.
And Rick, it's a pleasure meeting you as well, and thanks for making the trip to Decatur.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers, people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a gunner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window. From 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY. Your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
Hi, this is Zach at the Brass Horn. I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite clothing lines, Peter Millar. Peter Millar has something for everyone, whether it's for a trip to the golf course or drinks out on the patio. They offer an outfit for the everyday wardrobe, and I would know. I wear it every single day. With the largest selection of Peter Millar around, the Brass Horn is the perfect place to find an outfit for any occasion during any season. If you want to dress to kill or dress to chill, come see us at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning. So I asked a little earlier, Friday the 13th, do you think it's still a thing?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh, I don't
know. I mean, we used to have, like, movies.
I know people are really excited about the Harvest Moon tomorrow. It's like a fall two moon or something. I don't know. There's a big, big moon expected this weekend.
All right. You segued into something that even fewer people are interested in.
No, I'm saying people are like really kind of because it looks, you know, kind of spooky around Friday the 13th. That's the only reference I've heard about Friday the 13th.
All right. It's considered an unlucky day, just giving you the wiki stuff, in Western superstition. It occurs when the 13th day of the month in the Gregorian calendar falls on a Friday, which happens at least once every year, but can occur up to three times in the same year. For example, in 2015, the 13th fell on a Friday in February, March, and November. 2016, Friday 13th occurred in May. 2017, it occurred twice, January and October. In 2018, it also occurred twice. There will be two Friday the 13ths every year until 2020. So it isn't really all that often when you think about
it. No, it's really not.
So,
yeah.
I was looking back at the history of it. And basically, they say it's sort of an irrational fear of the number 13.
Yeah.
Because, like, did they not used to, when they built tall buildings, not have a 13th
floor? You can still
floor?
Find those buildings. You can still find them. They actually did. They built a 13th floor just based on numbers.
Yeah.
But it, the elevators and the name of them was, they would just skip it.
Yes. Now, here's the deal. Some of this goes back to biblical. There was part of it in and around the Last Supper and crucifixion. And there were 13 individuals present in the upper room the night before his death on Good Friday. And so there's, as many things do, right? They go back to sort of like at a time where people were not real rational at all. It's possible that there was a novel called Friday the 13th contributed to this superstition. There was like a broker taking advantage of the superstition to create a Wall Street panic. So, I mean, there's been like stuff has layered on top of it throughout the years. It's also in Hispanic and Greek culture, by the way. And there's a Friday the 17th in Italy. That seems weird, right?
It's like they went, we don't like your version. theirs was probably it.
In 1993, the British Medical Journal said that they concluded the risk of hospital admission as a result of a transport accident may be increased by as much as 52% on the 13th. However, the authors clearly state that the numbers of admissions from accidents are too small to allow meaningful analysis. So all of these things they've tried to connect to it over the years, not necessarily true. I think I would get up, and if I didn't have to say, hey, it's the Friday, September 13th edition of Byers & Company, it wouldn't even occur to me that today was Friday the 13th. Do you think I am a person who has a lot of superstitions?
No, not that you actually believe in.
One of the great things about the TV show Yellowstone, beyond just the greatness of the TV show Yellowstone, was a superstition about the Cowboys putting their hat on their bed.
Yeah, never put your hat on the bed.
And so it's like a running joke throughout the show. And at one point, like in the bunkhouse, the guy who comes in, the kid who doesn't know anything about being a cowboy, throws the hat on the bed and the whole place just loses their minds.
Yeah.
And then the other son comes in and I don't believe in that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a moment where Kevin Costner's with his doctor and he's getting out of the hospital and he goes, you just put your hat over there. He goes, No, I can't. So superstitions, I think, are just a part of life. But are they still today? I mean, like, think about, like, you would pinch people if you weren't wearing green. You know, you would, there were things, like, I mean, is any of that stuff still around?
Do you
around?
Have any superstitions? I don't have superstitions about black cats, ladders, mirrors, things like
but
that.
But I'm saying that stuff was passed down. I mean, some of this stuff goes back biblical. And through my lifetime, it was passed down generation mm-hmm. to generation to generation. I just don't necessarily, I don't know if you sat down and quizzed Little Man on all these various things. He didn't even know what you were talking about.
And I don't know why I have this, like coins. I won't do this with bills, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm that cheap. But if I see like a coin or a quarter or something on the ground
mm-hmm.
and its tails is up, I won't pick it up.
Who carries change? How often do you even run into coins on the ground now?
Occasionally. And I'm like, hey, it's free money, but and I'll only take it if the head is up.
Well, one of these irrational things, and by the way, I think when you're afraid of peaches, you don't get to start the argument
but
making
fine.
Fun of anybody else.
I'm not making fun.
So the new iPhone was introduced this week. And evidently, there are a lot of people out there who have a fear of small holes.
Yes, this is an actual phobia.
Trypophobic?
Trypophobic, yeah.
And with the three, the iPhone, the new iPhone has three cameras,
mm-hmm.
three lenses. And it's there in sort of a triangle of circles. And evidently, social media blew up with people who were creeped out by the design.
Mm-hmm. That's that's a more common phobia.
Okay. Can I say that it is my opinion that after the Great Depression and the Greatest Generation, we got so fat, lazy, and stupid that we developed all these fears. Hard to imagine. Tom, Job, you know, or Grapes of Wrath setting where somebody was afraid of small holes. You wouldn't last long.
There's something in our DNA that makes that an actual, because it's also something that's very compelling to people. Like, they can't stop looking at it. I know.
I think this whole conversation is the phrase first world problems. I think that was, I mean,
it applies.
I can't imagine that you could go into the deepest recess of the Amazon and find these same sort of irrational fears. Can you?
No. I wouldn't think so. That'd be an interesting thing to find out. Like,
maybe they have their own.
Maybe they have, yes.
But maybe, I bet theirs would be...
like us.
Like they're afraid of like wild boars. We can't look at a phone camera. All right, we've got to take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got a slight chance of seeing some showers this morning, maybe some of those popping up isolated. Otherwise, partly sunny and highs near 82. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 57. For your Saturday, sunny, highs near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. It is 73 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Zach at the Brass Horn. I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite clothing lines, Peter Millar. Peter Millar has something for everyone, whether it's for a trip to the golf course or drinks out on the patio. They offer an outfit for the everyday wardrobe, and I would know, I wear it every single day. With the largest selection of Peter Millar around, the Brass Horn is the perfect place to find an outfit for any occasion during any season. If you want to dress to kill or dress to chill, come see us at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers, people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. Thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
The pitch with the runner going, a swing, a long drive, deep left field, down the line, got her!
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur and Macon County are extending the fun with the Charlie 10, featuring 10 must-do events this fall in September and October.
We've been having a lot of fun this summer with the Hot 25.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot.
So much fun, we didn't want it to end. That's why Charlie has declared an extension to the good times. We're calling it the Charlie 10. 10 more great things to do in Central Illinois. All the fun is summer with that crisp fall air. Check out everything you can do this fall with the Charlie 10 and make sure to stop by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the Charlie Deal. Just off I-72 at exits 141 and 144 at the Bob Brady Auto Group. We're dealing.
Here's the next Charlie 10 event. It's the D-Town Throwdown on September 21st. Be sure to check out the full list of Charlie 10 events on NowDecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the one and only Charlie Deal.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Once again, a big congratulations to Kevin Berhaney, named Citizen of the Year by the mayor yesterday at the Chamber Awards luncheon. Also to the Micro Business of the Year, Just Flooring, the Small Business of the Year, Decatur Computers, Outstanding Development, the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, Nonprofit of the Year winner was Macon County CASA, Business Expansion of the Year was Richland Community College Essential Skills Program. Entrepreneur of the Year was Peggy Beatty. That's the Art Farm, right around the corner. Decatur Leadership Institute Alumnus of the Year was Pam Mueller. account executive with DMH OCC Health and Wellness Partners, Chamber Ambassador of the Year. I never know how does Kelly, is it Barcuda, from the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau?
No idea.
I always screw that up. I apologize, Kelly. And then, of course, Citizen of the Year, which was chosen by the mayor of Decatur, was Kevin Brahaney. Well done. Well deserved.
Yes. Congratulations to all. And the nominees. There were some fantastic
Yeah, there were
nominees.
Like three finalists in each of the eight categories. And I think they had over 60 nominations. So they had to take that 60 down to like whatever that was, 18, and then down to the final eight. And it's always a fun time. I generally there every year, and I just...
It's been a...
It's it, we,
it's
we
been
are,
a busy week.
It's been a busy year.
Yeah.
That's all good, though. I need you to have a little positive energy boost. I know it's been a long year, but didn't you have fun yesterday at ADM Trucking?
That was fun. I did have a good time.
I mean, isn't it fun learning about stuff?
Yeah.
Sharing that knowledge and information out with other people? And they couldn't have been nicer. So the video is up. You can check that out. We just reshared that. On our Not a Cater Facebook page. So kudos to Kevin. I can't believe it took this long to give this award to him.
I know. I was kind of surprised.
Huh?
I was kind of surprised he hadn't won it.
I think you'd argue he's Citizen of the Year every year. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shyler with your stories now. The greater